art of Hergé, creator of the cartoon figure Tintin, remains popular not only with readers, but also with collectors. This was underlined at a recent auction sale of comic book drawings at Christie's in Paris. An original artwork from the cartoon adventure King Ottokar's Scepter, which was made in 1938 by the Belgian cartoonist, fetched 394,000 euros. The drawing, in Indian ink and blue watercolor, features Tintin and his dog Snowy retrieving the scepter from the hands of thugs.
He always was popular. The prices are increasing since 20 years, and it's not finished, because he was an avant-gardist of the art that's known as comics art.
That was Alain Huberti, director of Paris-based Huberti and Bren Gallery, which partnered with Christie's for this auction. Three other Hergé drawings were sold at the auction. An illustration made in 1943 showing Tintin carrying a model of the unicorn accompanied by Snowy was sold for 81,250 euros, well beyond the estimate 50,000 to 55,000 euros. A drawing from 1951 for Tintin and the Land of Black Gold was sold for 62,500 euros, a little above its estimated price of between 50,000 to 60,000 euros. But some other Hergé drawings that were up for sale didn't find any buyers. A drawing inspired by The Secret of the Unicorn for a wooden puzzle, which was estimated between 150,000 to 180,000 euros, remained unsold. Another drawing that wasn't sold was from 1935 that had an estimated price between 120,000 and 150,000 euros. The auction also featured drawings by other artists like Albert Uderzo and Jacques Martin. Christie's Paris managing director Julia Pradels said that the comic book auction is different from other sales in many regards.
In essence, it's a bit different just because of the material itself. Just a comic book or a flat drawing is easier to store, to move, and to exhibit than a furniture or a large painting canvas from an impressionist modern, again, like a large Picasso or a Chagall or a Basquiat or Warhol, will obviously take more space and also more precaution, more people to move around, when comics is really something that we can easily exhibit and move. So in that sense, it is different.
Pradels also remarked that comic book collection is a niche activity.
In France, in Belgium, in Holland, in Germany, in Switzerland, you have a lot of collectors, but not only. You know, Spain, Portugal, UK for sure are all countries where you find collectors. But again, it is a bit of a niche, especially at this level. So we are still exploring and we have a lot to discover. But I'm specifically mentioning about Europe for now because we know that you have a lot of US collectors as well and Asian collectors on comics, but who are more probably targeting comics from their country, from their continent.
Hergé's comics continue to remain popular, not just as Christie's, but at other auction houses as well, where they have set new price records. For example, in a 2016 auction at Art Curial in Paris, a drawing from the book Explorers of the Moon was sold for 1.55 million euros. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Paris.